Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. This is your host, Alice Fraser speaking, the Alice Fraser from the dimension you're listening in. As you probably know, these episodes of The Last Post come into my inbox via a glitch in the space-time continuum, and I get to share them with you lucky people throughout the week. How great is that? For listeners who are too busy or psychologically weak to spend 15 minutes a day on a daily dose of unparalleled satire, on a Saturday, I give you this roundup of the best moments from the week. Today's episode marks the 26th of September and the 270th episode of 2020, this most captivating of leap years. Coming up, you will be comfortably traversing through news from a trio of our favourite guests, Will Anderson, Tiff Stevenson, Alison Spittle, and John Luke Roberts. But we get underway with Monday's episode, which is 265, as manly man and man among men, James Nokise, brings news of the collapse of the British Empire in an episode which contained some very colonial moments from Alice Fraser.
Barbados is out. The BOTs, the British Overseas Territories, looks like some of them are jumping ship. Sadly, the British Overseas remain. But it looks like Barbados is going to be the first one out. Their slogan, their Latin, as they will, because as you know, when you're colonized, you get some free Latin that no one can speak, but you get a catchphrase. Theirs is, whither the fates carry us. And they've gone, it's going to carry us out of the British Empire.
I know they were tabling other mottos, including Barbados, more like Barbados-n't.
Hey, and Barbados, time for a reboot. That's a DOS joke. I don't know if it really flew.
Now to Tuesday in episode 266, where the ad commander Will Anderson, or Will Branderson, revealed his revolutionary ideas on how to make money out of QAnon conspiracy theorists. The episode also featured some extremely sinister jokes from the wonderful Alice Fraser.
Are you sick of your child's first words being mama or dada? Want your toddler's first word to instead be the storm? Don't care when your child goes to bed, more concerned about when they will wake the f*** up? Then QAnon Kids is for you. QAnon Kids, or Quack for short. You've heard of baby's first colours, baby's first rhymes. Now we provide baby's first conspiracy theory. Worried your baby's too young? The good news is QAnon's trademark conspiracy theories actually work better on brains that aren't fully formed. Let's start with the Mr. Potato Head, which now comes with an additional tinfoil hat. Let your child pass the hours playing with her Mr. Potato Head as he sounds off about the Clintons at family gatherings and shares anti-Semitic memes on Facebook. For the little chefs, QAnon's version of the Easy Bake Oven, which only has half the power and will guarantee that all your child's theories will be half-baked. Each oven comes complete with a series of Australian chef and wellness influencer Pete Evans' range of cookbooks with no recipes. Every page just has a picture of what's trying to be cooked, and under the instructions it says, do your own research.
On Wednesday's episode, episode number 267, Dick Deflector extraordinaire Tiff Stevenson talked about how TikTok is making teens tick. And as you'd expect, Wednesday's episode contained some real youth-friendly jokes from the extremely youthful Alice Fraser.
I don't really know what the point of school is anymore anyway, because what can schools do to educate teenagers for a career in TikTok, which appears to be everyone's job now? Like, TikTok is everyone's job. This is the world we live in. There was a clip shared on Twitter by a comic called Jack Wagner of something called, it was a TikTok video, and it was in an adult TikTok house, which is not as pornographic as it sounds.
Or is it?
Or is it? I don't know. It was called the Honeypot House, which is, again, the Honeypot House in LA, which consists of three couples, this is real, who professionally TikTok. They have degrees in time. They're professional TikTokers. And the video is but just featuring Kayla doing her workouts. Here she is. She's outside in the garden doing her workout. We're filming it for her channel. And then Nick is doing brand strategy on the porch in deck shorts. And really, Nick is raging juicing. B is doing guided meditation on the coach. Jared is a fitness trainer and actor. And I think whoever was filming it was also filling up the cups of Kool-Aid for this death cult.
The quite excellent new Minister for the Interior Digestive Tract, well-known flapjack lumberjack Alison Spittle, joined us on Thursday's episode with news of how Boris the Dragon plans to deal with the new hard border in Ireland. Naturally, it also featured some very flying lizard jokes from Alice Fraser.
Look at the dragon. He's very good at paperwork. I'm kind of excited about what a hard border will be like, especially with a dragon involved. I think there'll be a lot of paperwork and red tape, wouldn't you? Because they love that dragons.
Again, the career of Sinead O'Connor. Can you call any loss of life devastating, really, if there are some great bangers that come off the back of it? I mean, Richard the Lionheart's post-Crusade single was truly revolutionary for the ages.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's been 7 hours and 16 days since he took the soft border away.
To wrap up the week, John Luke Roberts appeared on Friday's episode 269, to unveil his manifesto for Britain to become a totally tropical island. Needless to say, this episode also included some real coconuts from Alice Fraser.
Britain is being rebranded as a tropical island. We're an island, that's half of it. People like tropical islands. So we thought, well, why not just do that? So we're launching a big campaign for the people of the nation to get behind us, get behind Britain, and do your bit. So these are some of the things that we're encouraging people to do. Drink more lilt. If everybody drinks a can of lilt a day, then, because that, of course, is the totally tropical taste, that's what it is. It would be very hard to argue that we're not a tropical country. If everybody is tasting tropical things at least once a day, well, that sounds pretty tropical to me, just on a sort of psychic level. Five Alive will do it a push, asking people to plant a coconut in your garden. Now, I don't know that the coconuts are seeds. I haven't really looked into it, but I assume if you plant a coconut, best case scenario, you'll grow a coconut tree. Worst case scenario, you've buried some treasure, some healthy treasure.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
And finally, your exclusive bonus content this week. Alison Spittle had so much fun that we couldn't quite fit it all into her episode. So here is more of her brilliant work and her wonderful laugh for you to enjoy. Meanwhile, conservatives in Indonesia are celebrating the birth of two Javan rhinos, a species listed as critically endangered and one of the rarest large mammals on Earth. In a world first, the two new rhinos were crowdfunded in alliance with Pornhub via the Animals Banging / Discovery Channel streaming service, which is... That's a really beautiful origin story.
Oh, it's
for those two Javan rhinos.
It's so beautiful. You can have, I'm trying to think of the animal equivalent of fake taxi. By the way, I only discovered that because there's a man I know in the other dimension and his nickname is Fake Taxi. And then he said to me, don't Google that. And I did. And I still don't know why he was called Fake Taxi. But
I'm just saying those rhino parents really put the horn in the bang bus.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Okay, let's see if we come up with any other animal puns. I don't know enough about pornography. I know that sounds like a brag, but
I'm just going to try and think of how to wedge the phrase hippopotamus.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. That's the best pun. I don't think I'm ever going to beat that. Hippopotamus. Hippopotamus. Oh, gosh, there must be some more. I really regret my Catholic upbringing now. I really need more. Okay, pornography, Alison. Dig deep. Dig deep.
I mean, dig deep is enough. It's not about what you say, it's about how you say it.
Yes, that's true. That's true. And I don't know if there's many stepbrothers and sisters in the animal world, you know, the family. That is, yes. MILF. Be like, I'm just going to shout these out. Mammal, I'd like to f***. Marsupial, I'd like to f***. There's so many. Sorry. I wish I knew other Sinead O'Connor songs, except I know Mandinka, but like it's very hard to do a pun about Mandinka. It's very...
Again, you don't have enough porn knowledge.
Right, as soon as we're finished, I'm going to look up porn and listen to Sinead O'Connor at the same time, which I think would be beautiful. Would make it very romantic, you know? Just to watch Fake Taxi while Sinead O'Connor does a power ballad over it. And I'm like, oh, these people love each other very much, you know?
And thank you for listening to this roundup episode of The Last Post. Presumably you've already subscribed to this feed, but if not, then please do so right this second. Tell your friends. If you've missed any episodes, there's still time to make it right. They're all still there in the feed and ready for your curious ears. The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and The Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Instagram and Twitter. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience by signing up at patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. This week, an epic quest into the bowels of a computer. You can subscribe also on Patreon for free downloads of all my specials and all the latest news from everything Alice Fraser in this dimension. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His sidekick and hench thug, the iron fist to his velvet glove, is the inimitable Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher. I hope you use your Sunday restfully or usefully, and I'll talk to you again on Monday.